Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Scenes near you at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Now is the best time to start working at Amazon. They're offering sign-on bonuses up to $3,000 and hourly pay up to $22 per hour. You'll bring home a great weekly paycheck, and many jobs come with benefits that start on your first day. That's higher pay, sign-on bonuses, benefits day one. And you'll be part of a safe and inclusive workplace ranked among the best in the world. Go to amazon.com/apply to start your job search today. Amazon is proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my wife, my mother, my children all go to the dentist. And what makes the Smile Center so great is that you don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see family. The Smile Center, of course, it's Dr. Mehdi Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. And I'm thrilled to let you know that Dr. Mehdi and his entire clinical staff have been vaccinated. So the Smile Center really might be the safest place in America. Good news. The Smile Center is currently accepting new patients. And for those who have lost dental coverage due to COVID-19, the Smile Center has insurance plans available for you and your family. You can get more information by calling 901-309-1333. And if you're interested in improving your smile via the Zoom whitening process, you can get $100 off for a limited time just by mentioning the Gary Parrish Show. I trust Dr. Mehdi with my family. You can do the same. That's the Smile Center at 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101, 901-309-1333. The Smile Center on the web, smilecentermemphis.com.
Did you know that you might be overpaying for your prescriptions? It's true. But it's okay, because there's an easy, convenient solution. Check GoodRx. GoodRx lets you compare prices at different pharmacies and shows you where to get the lowest price. And GoodRx works at all the major pharmacies, like Walmart, Rite Aid, Walgreens, and Kroger. Here are a few stories from healthcare providers about GoodRx.
My first reaction was like, holy smokes, is this for real? Like, can we really get this price down by $300 for this patient? And yes, we did.
I have used it myself. Even having health insurance, I was able to look up some medicines that I was going to get, and it saved me a good amount of money.
With GoodRx, the price is the price. You pull it up and you see the price, that's the price when you get to the pharmacy.
GoodRx is helping millions of people, and it can help you too. For simple, smart savings, check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance. In 2020, GoodRx users saved an average of 79% off retail prices. Individuals compensated for their time. Visit GoodRx.com/radio to learn more.
Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Calkins, now and every day around 5 p.m.
Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 to 11. It's right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. He joins me every day a little after 5 o'clock. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm excellent, GP.
So before we get into the basketball that took place inside FedEx Forum last night, please tell me about your walk back to your car. Was it peaceful or treacherous?
Oh, so I was not murdered.
That's good.
And that was good. So
every day you're not murdered is a good day.
As soon as I hung up from you yesterday, Fisherman called me and said, Peter, park somewhere. You know, like, as opposed to on this desolate street. I think the key was I decided, you know, you can write at the arena, right? It takes, by the time you interview people and then you walk back to your car, if you write, I don't know, like, I don't know how long it takes you to write a column. It takes me an hour and a half, right?
Anyway, I'm a two-hour guy.
I like 2 hours. In fact, I'm a two-hour guy. I was just trying to cut the – I like 2 hours. After I have all my material, all my quotes, everything else, I like to give myself 2 hours. So it would have been well after midnight. And so I decided that the key was to – I did the interviews, but then to walk back to the car while there were still some people about. There weren't many people about. And there were still some, but there were still some about. And so I made it to the car, and I was not executed in the process of the entire thing. So, really, that was the highlight of the night for me.
It's a smart decision. I used to do the exact same thing. If I had to park in a place where I didn't prefer to try to walk after midnight, there's power in numbers. You know, you're walking with 50
there
people.
There weren't many numbers, to be honest. There was like three.
Oh, no, yeah, that's not good. That's an easy.
Actually, there was one guy on a scooter. There was another guy who was like, there was a $10 parking lot that was on the way. There was a guy monitoring the $10 parking lot. There was a guy on a scooter. And there were two people who had been a broken down car.
No, that's not. None of this sounds good to me.
But that's better than nothing, isn't it? Or
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. It's better than nothing as long as you trust that guy on the scooter.
As
but I'm not sure I do.
Those people, that's the problem. But who? What sort of criminal has rides a scooter? That seems unlikely as a getaway car. That seems. It did occur to me. So I'm walking down the street, guys, with a scooter, and it occurred to me, okay, am I going to be robbed by a guy on a scooter? And that seemed unlikely. It just seemed unlikely to me. I don't think most of your hardcore felons are driving around on scooters.
Well, don't give them any big ideas.
Right.
It'd be drive-by shootings on scooters. That's coming.
Yeah. Anyway, so I did make it. Good. And, of course, in the old days, you couldn't have done that because in the old days, you know, the newspaper actually has to get out at a certain time. Here, it doesn't. Once you get past midnight, no one's up waiting for my column. So it doesn't matter if it goes up at 1 or 1:30 or whenever it is. But in the old days, I would have had to stay there and write there because it had to be in at whatever, you know, midnight. But those days don't exist in the world of the Internet.
Yeah, it is one of the benefits of writing online. I often, not every time, but often go back to my, like, if I'm on the road at a game, I will go back to my hotel room. Right, because, yeah, you know, it's going to be 30 minutes later than it otherwise would be. So what am I doing, filing at 1:30 instead of
Do you drink while you write then? Do you crack open something when you're in your room and drink?
I have, sure, but I find myself to be unproductive while drinking. Like, I can have a drink,
right.
And that'll be fine, but if I get into, like, drink three, it's over for me. And so I try not
right,
to.
You're sleepy. You're unproductive. Your mind isn't working.
My mind wanders, and so I'm I end up watching YouTube videos and stuff. So I don't drink ever really unless I'm on vacation during the day at all. Like I even on weekends. Yeah, I've just got things I've got to do. I don't drink at the golf course. I don't drink, even if I'm home on a Sunday, I don't drink because I've got things I got to do. And once I get three drinks in, I'm just not going to get them done. I can still like do things, but I won't be productive when it comes to work.
Right.
So
I need YouTube videos, right?
Yeah.
I used to watch a lot of YouTube videos.
I wear YouTube out. So anyway, it's good to have you here.
Yeah. It was a fun game to cover. It was a fun event.
No, 132-121 Grizzlies win. Grizzlies cover. Ja Morant played like a superstar. As I and everybody else has pointed out, he had 29 shots, 17 of them went in, 37 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 blocks, and just really put on a show. Now, if you want to nitpick, you can point out that they were in a, you know, fight in the final minutes with a bad Cleveland team at home, even though they got a superstar performance from their superstar. But we can focus on that another day. You got an incredible dunk on one end, an incredible block on the other end. And as of this moment, Ja Morant is second in the NBA in scoring, and the Grizzlies are first place in the West.
Well, it's funny because when I don't know, it was Jason John, they said, do you really think Ja's going to be an all-star? And I know the numbers are difficult in the West and everything else, But if Ja looks anything like that Ja, right, or the Ja we saw in the playoffs, I don't even care what that is. He's just going to be an all-star. You know, I don't need to break it down. Like, he moves to the front of the line or close to the front of the line because he was just fantastic last night. And the thing about Ja that really is, to me, is just mesmerizing is there are three things that I love to watch in basketball. One is the high-flying dunk and stuff. Like, that's just fun, the blocking, the dunking, the things we saw last night. The other is wizardry with the basketball, passing, you know, sleight of hand, all of that stuff, the stuff that Jay Will did, right? And then the third thing is, like, shooting long range, like, oh, my God, they're on fire, the Steph stuff. And he has two of those. I mean, he has – not many people have two of those. He has two of those. And just a blast to watch. I asked a question in my column, which was the better play or the more stunning play or however you want to phrase it, the block or the dunk. Ja and Desmond Bain both said the block, although they said it, some of their rationale was, well, we hang our head on the defensive end. Like, so that's not a reason. You know, that's not a reason. But I do think the block was the more stunning play because the dunk, we've kind of seen it, and you saw it coming. You saw it unfolding. You're like, it was thunderous. It was dazzling. The block was a bolt out of the blue. Like, you never expect. Markkanen is 7 feet tall. And he was laying it off the top of the backboard. And Ja comes flying and gets it. It was unbelievable. But for all of that, I still think the most impressive thing he did was with 2 minutes and 30 seconds left or whatever it was, Cleveland down by just a point, as you point out, right? You know, in the next 70 seconds or something, he accounted for 9 points. He had his only three-pointer. He had two floaters. And he set up the Anthony Melton. He just, like, took over the game in the way that the greats do. And he very clearly is, it appears, on the path to being one of the greats.
The 17 of 29 is, I think, excessive. I don't think he's going to average 29 shots a game. I don't think he's going to shoot 58% from the field. But I could see him, you know, getting around 50% from the field if he's going to get these types of shots. Because 12 of his 17 buckets last night came in the restricted area. It's just dunks, layups.
That's the thing. He can go
floaters.
Wherever he wants.
He just gets where he wants to go.
He can go wherever he wants. And, I mean, he only had one three-pointer. I think there are nights certainly he'll have more than one three-pointer. Well, it remains to be seen what happened with that. And I don't have the box score in front of me. You do. Did he get to the line much? Yeah, those two free throws at the end.
That's it. Those were the only two.
Yeah, so, I mean, he can get – he doesn't have to. Like, 29, I think, was an all-time high in field goal attempts. But – you know, he can get fouled. Like, you do what he does, attacking the rim, he's going to get to the line, hit some threes. Like, he doesn't need to score 30. If he scored 37 points a game, it would be ridiculous. He doesn't. But could he average 28 points a game? 26 points a game? 27 points a game?
Oh, I think if he decided he wanted to average 32, he could go average 32, if that's just what he wanted to do. If you told him you got to go get 32 tonight or your contract's voided, he'd go get 35.
Right, he could get 32.
Easy.
Right, well, that does bring up the other question that Harrington brought up today is what's best? Like, he is a guy who's like Allen Iverson in the sense that he could just go get buckets if he wanted to, right? But what is best for the team? Where is the balance between the Ja who sets people up and gets everyone involved and whatever else, and the Ja who just goes and gets buckets? Because it appears like he can get buckets whenever he wants.
Yeah, that's the trick. And I think it'll be different on different nights, different circumstances. I would keep it this simple. Like, if he's going to make 59% of his shots, go take them. You'll win. You'll win a lot. But he's probably not going to do that, right? You know, smallish guards don't shoot 58% from the field in the NBA. So last night was, again, excessive. But when he's got it going the way he's got it going and he's getting easy shots, not easy for you or I or most, but easy for him, then just go get those shots. Again, 12 of the 17 buckets were in the restricted area. I don't even mean in the lane. I mean, they're at the rim. It's floaters, dunks, layups. And if he's just going to get floaters, dunks, layups time after time after time, possession after possession, then you go get those. The goal is to win. And if you've got a guard who can get to the rim almost whenever he wants and is making, you know, 58.6% of his shots, then, yeah, keep taking those. I don't mind. If those are the 29 shots he's going to get, I don't mind him taking 29 shots.
Now, he wasn't going up against Drew Holiday right. and with Giannis inside once he got to the rim, right? Like, that's not the team that he was going against. He was going up against a team with two little bitty guards. He was guarded by Markkanen part of the time. He was like, and then inexperienced big guys. And so it will not be as soft as it was last night for him most nights. And so, you know, as Chris said today on the show, he said when he scored the bunch early, it was like he did it because he could. When he scored the bunch late, once the Cavs got within one, it was because he had to. And it's good to know. It's not just good to know. It's something that you've really never had, is the Grizzlies have a player who, when they have to get points, they have a guy who can generate points.
Yeah, like with, you know, some of this was Cavaliers induced. You know, their starting backcourt are both little guards. They're 6'4".
Yeah,
one.
Itty bitty guys.
Yeah, so Ja's bigger than both. And then on the wing, it's Markkanen. And then up front, it's Jaren Allen and Evan Mobley. So, like, how are you guarding Ja Morant? You got two little guys. And then if you're trying.
And then Markkanen playing the three?
Right.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Like, when Bally Sports Southeast was showing a highlight package toward the end of the game last night, they showed, you know, at one point, three straight buckets. And one of them, he was just blowing by Colin Sexton. And not blowing by, but just getting to the rim on Colin Sexton. Another one, it was on Isaac Okoro. The next one, it was on Lauri Markkanen. It was like it didn't matter who got switched onto him or if nobody got switched onto him. He was getting where he wanted to go. And to your earlier point, he will not be able to do that every game. But I think we might have reached the point where he can do that just about as well as anybody else in the NBA.
Well, I mean, we saw it last in the playoffs. We said he was doing it against Golden State. He was doing it against, you know, Utah. He was doing it, you know, like Rudy Gobert was waiting for him, right? And so it was, yes, he can get buckets up there with anybody in the NBA. And I guess if you look back on Grizz history, there was a time Zebo at his zenith felt unstoppable, right? But that was like for that series against San Antonio or that, but never this. Like never had a guy who you just – who just ran the show and could get buckets anytime he wanted. So it was a revelation. Now, is it true that it's a little worrisome in some ways that not worrisome or, but notable that they were in a 1-point battle with a presumably bad Cleveland team? Yes. And so they have to play better defensively. I think they missed Dylan Brooks from that perspective pretty clearly. But I mean, that worked. In terms of what you wanted to see last night, first, I wanted to see it. I wanted to see a crowd that had fun and there wasn't some massive screw-up in terms of the vaccination stuff, you know? And there wasn't. Like, there was a line who, if you came at exactly the wrong moment, you had to wait 15 minutes or 10 minutes outside to get through the vaccination thing. But basically, most people showed up and, like, said, what's the big deal? Where's the line I was supposed to see? So, like, that went smoothly. The crowd was a little smaller than usual, for an opener, but not it wasn't puny or anything, and it was loud as hell. It was like people having fun. The grannies and grandpas were back. The streamers, which we hadn't had, were back. So all of that was great. Then the, you know, the Desmond Bane, D'Anthony Melton experiment, if that's what it is, both of them in the starting lineup, the decision to get rid of Grayson Allen and clear the way for them. Well, they combined for 42 points. Like that was great. It wasn't Jaren Jackson Jr.'s best game, hopefully. But Zaire Williams, I was kind of surprised he played 17 minutes. He got a bucket. That was kind of nice. Zebo's there. And then on top of it all, your superstar was a superstar.
Yeah. And the other thing I noticed last night, or not noticed as much as just it popped into my head, you look around the NBA and you've got, you know, the Ben Simmons situation in Philadelphia, which is, you know, ridiculous. The Kyrie Irving situation in Brooklyn, which is ridiculous. You've got, you know, DeAndre Ayton and his front office not being able to, you know, reach a deal on a rookie extension. That's a off-the-court issue that, you know, is present to some degree. Zion's hurt again, and there's reports he got up to over 300 pounds this offseason. And you then put your eyes on the Grizzlies, and it's like, everything's all good. You know, like, you know, everybody seems to, like, I'm not on the flights with these guys, but they seem to, like, get along. You know, they talk fondly of each other, like they want to be here because, you know, they want to be with their teammates and their brothers. And then you've got a Grizzlies legend like Z-Bo sitting courtside. Ja Morant goes over to pay his respects at the end of the game, calls him OG. Like, it's just a really, like, completely, you know, free of controversy, free of problems. And I'm not saying it'll stay this way, but it does feel this way right now.
I think there's no question. They play with a sense of joy. They seem to love playing with each other. Now, I don't know. Like, does Kyle Anderson miss that he didn't start? I don't know that. I just don't know. Seems like a great team guy. I don't have any evidence that he is. But the guys they brought out were just giddy about playing with one another. You know. They seem to love it. And then one of the keys here is you have a superstar who seems dedicated to being a great teammate and being a leader and getting everyone involved, not a petulant, you know, whatever, or a me guy or any of that. And then he also, and I think this is key. It's like, to me, what contrasts it with the Ben Simmons thing is he just seems 100% hell-bent on being as good as he can possibly be. And when you're as gifted as he is to begin with, and then you have that ethic on top of it. I mean, it's getting to be, you know, in the dark. What's in the dark? You know, we're working in the dark. Whatever. You can brand it however you want. But nothing seems flukish about this. So he's an incredibly gifted guy who has, like, not the same kind of drive that Michael Jordan had, which was to also humiliate people, it appears, like that. But the drive that the greatest players have to be the greatest he can be. I guess that's it.
I think some of the way Ja conducts himself and the way he is undeniably a superstar in the face of the franchise, but is very comfortable with, you know, D'Anthony Melton jumping into his post-game interview. Like, he doesn't mind it at all. I think some of it is, it's October 21st, 2021. On October 21st, 2018, so 3 years ago, nobody knew who Ja Morant was. He is not somebody who has been a superstar / celebrity famous person for a long time. Like, everybody in the basketball world knew who Ben Simmons was when he was 16 years old. You know, same thing for a lot of these guys. Ja Morant was getting ready to start his sophomore year at Murray State 3 years ago today. And he was mostly unknown to anybody other than Murray State fans. And so this has happened very quickly. And so he was so used to carrying, barely recruited out of high school, not on the big, you know, grassroots circuit, didn't go to a big college, wasn't on TV all the time. Even as a freshman at Murray State, was just a guy on the team. And so now all of this has happened, but it's happened so quickly, abruptly, that I don't think he's had time to forget, you know, completely who he was not that long ago.
No, I think that's right. I mean, that can go either way. Like, you can have stories of people who, well, they weren't prepared for this. They went, right. You know, he appears to have taken all the right lessons from that. You can tell just the way he talks about Murray State, right? He doesn't like, oh, man, I was better in that place. You know, I had to put in my time there to get the hell out of Murray State. Now, you know, he was, like, he loves Murray State. He loves his people from Murray State. He's still involved in Murray State. And we saw during whatever it was, he was trying to get a statue taken down in Murray. You know, like, he's still involved with Murray State. And obviously the hope long-term is that if you can be happy in Murray, Kentucky, you can be happy in Memphis, Tennessee. And all evidence, at least, was that right now things seem pretty happy.
I've made that point before. You know, there are a lot of guys, you know, you hear these quotes every once in a while, you know, from, you know, former players or even current players. I think J.J. Redick had one about Memphis not too long ago.
Oh, he did. JJ just had the one about how the one thing I won't miss about the NBA is back-to-backs in Memphis and Cleveland.
Yeah, right. And then I remember Kevin Love being drafted by the Grizzlies and then being traded for O.J. Mayo. And several years later, he was on some podcast somewhere, radio show, and he was like, oh, that was a nightmare. You know, like I was worried I was going to get stuck in Memphis. And there have been, you know, reports of players tanking.
It is kind of funny he ended up in Cleveland, isn't it?
Yes, right. There's, you know, there's reports of players tanking workouts here or just not performing well for whatever reason. And then there's Ja Morant. This is the biggest city he's ever lived in by far. You know, he's never been like this. Memphis is not some small market for. I'm sure he's aware that Memphis is not New York or L.A. or Chicago, but it is the biggest place he's ever lived by a significant margin, and I think that can be helpful if your goal is to keep him here for a long time. They go have a hard time keeping Zion in New Orleans for a long time. But I think it is much more likely you're able to keep Ja Morant in Memphis for a long time because he is, you know, he's a small-town Southern guy. And so, you know, how many places are better for that guy than Memphis, Tennessee?
Right. I mean, obviously, as you point out, he's become aware that they have sunshine in L.A. now.
Yeah, of course.
You know, like someone told him. And so, like, he spent time this summer working out in L.A. and he spent time this summer working out in Miami. And you never know what the future will bring. So much of that, to me, seems to be what this team will turn into competitively. And, you know, you don't want to end up like Dame. Dame, by all accounts, likes Portland, likes whatever. And he just, at some point, you want to be able to win at the highest level. And that's why Desmond Bain and D'Anthony Melton and the development of those guys is critical to this entire deal.
Well, that is the thing that we've learned with most of these guys who want to, quote, leave small markets. It's not just leave a small market. It's leave a small market slash bad team, you know, bad franchise. You know, Giannis has decided, I'm assuming at this point, he's going to end his career in Milwaukee. I mean, or at least play through his prime in Milwaukee. He could have left, decided not to, because, like, they've got a good stuff put around him. And I think if you can, you know, here in Memphis, as long as you've got a product around them where he's surrounded by friends and, more importantly, talented enough pieces that make him believe you can maybe win a championship here, then you can also give him more money than anybody else, and that's a great combination.
That does help, too. Yes. Yeah, I mean, at some point, it's not enough to be the sixth seed or not enough to get the playing game or not enough, you know, you got to be advancing deep. And that's not easy to do. Like at that point, you're going up against teams that have, you know, two or three superstars. And Giannis, it helped for Giannis that he's, you know, maybe the best player in the league or certainly in the top three best players in the league. So you start with that and then you put pieces around him. So, you know, Dame, for as great as he is, never that great. You know, never great enough to just carry a team. He can carry a team into a playoff run, but he can't. He's not Giannis. And so some of this is what Ja will become, and some of this is what all the people around him will become. And anyway, it was a fun night. And honestly, the Cavs were kind of fun, too. Like, Evan Mobley, really, of the rookies last night, I think the rookies, he's been best. So, I mean, it's really super early. It's one game. But, like, Evan Mobley was really good.
No, like, yeah, 17-9-6 in your debut in the NBA against a playoff team when you were a one-and-done player, like, you know, that's the floor. That's where we're starting. That's pretty good. But I always thought he would be really, really good. Like, I remember being at a grassroots event in Vegas several years ago, pre-pandemic, and Mark Fox, who is now the coach at Cal, former coach at Georgia, had just done a camp. He was out of coaching at the time. So, like a lot of out of coaching for right now coaches, he was working, you know, camps and stuff with high school players. And we were watching Evan Mobley play, and Mark had just, like, 2 weeks ago spent an entire week with Evan Mobley. And he said, future number one pick in the draft and future Hall of Famer if he doesn't get hurt. And he obviously didn't go number one in the draft. That was Cade and then Jalen Green. But, yeah, if you tell me he doesn't get hurt, I can tell you, he's got a real shot to be a Hall of Famer someday. He is immensely talented, and by all accounts, just a really impressive young man. Really smart, impressive young man. And yeah, if you're Cleveland last night, you don't like to lose, but you do like seeing that kind of performance from your rookie.
Yep.
All right, Jeff Coggins, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
CGP.
Bye-bye. When we come back, just an awful, weird story about a lacrosse player from Tufts. Did you see this, Big Bad Bennett?
I did.
What in the world?
I know, man.
Is there a dumber way to die? And I don't even say that. Like, it says. It's a sad story.
It's really sad. Yeah. I didn't like seeing that at all.
What an awful story about a young woman, lacrosse player, college student, died because she choked to death during a hot dog eating competition. You got to be careful when you're eating hot dogs at an incredible rate, it appears. I'll give you the details on this story. I'm not even sure why, but we're going to do it anyway. Be back in a second.
Play-by-play this Saturday on 92.9 FM and 680 AM as the Tennessee Volunteers take on the Alabama Crimson Tide. Pre-game at 4:30 with the kickoff at 6 o'clock live on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Later Saturday night, the Grizzlies take on the Clippers. Pre-game at 9 p.m., tip at 9:30. Play-by-play live on 92.9 FM and 680 AM.
Recent weather taking a toll on your roof? A-Team Roofing has you covered, literally, with their 24-hour tarp service to stop further damage.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
500,000 businesses connect using Zoom. A single platform for video, phone, chat, and conference rooms. Zoom enables real-time collaboration no matter where your teams are. Global enterprises trust the easy-to-use, reliable, and secure Zoom platform to power high-performance teams. Empower your workforce with Zoom. Save 15% on meetings, chat, and phone with a Zoom United bundle. Visit zoom.com/bundle. Zoom, how the world connects.
It takes two vaccines to help protect you this season, the flu and COVID-19. And now you can get both shots at the same visit. Learn more at cdc.gov/vaccines.
Okay, my shipments have to get to customers on time and looking good.
It's possible with Staples Connect. Staples Connect has small business shipping covered with premium shipping supplies and UPS shipping services. And now, buy two, get one free on select shipping supplies like bubble roll and premium shipping boxes. Plus, get 20% off UPS Express shipping services. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 10/30. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Marcus by Goldman Sachs offers personal loans with no fees, ever. Banks offer coffee. So what's more important? A Marcus by Goldman Sachs loan with no fees that could help consolidate debt or bank coffee that tastes like bank coffee? You can money. Visit Marcus.com to learn more about saving, borrowing, and investing from Marcus by Goldman Sachs.
Investing involves risk and investments may lose value. Brokerage and investment advisory services by Goldman Sachs and Company, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Lending and deposits products provided by Goldman Sachs Bank USA. Member FDIC.
As we enter the home stretch in our fight against COVID-19, protecting our families this flu season is more important than ever. At Kroger Health, our team of healthcare providers is here to help. You and your loved ones can stop by any of our pharmacies to get a free flu shot so you can protect the people you care about most. To learn more and schedule an appointment at a Kroger store near you, visit Kroger.com/flu.
Sign up today at BetMGM and enjoy the thrill of victory on your very first bet. The King of Sportsbooks welcomes you to Showtime with a lock of the year. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on either Denver or Cleveland. If either team scores a touchdown, you'll win $200 in free bets, regardless of your bet's outcome. This is Jeffrey Wright inviting you to use bonus code WRIGHT200, WRIGHT200, when you make your first bet to take advantage of this offer. Enjoy football like never before with BetMGM's live betting options, boosted odds specials, and daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code WRIGHT200, WRIGHT200, to win $200 in free bets if either Denver or Cleveland scores a touchdown. Nothing beats a W at BetMGM. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older and you must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for a full list of terms and conditions. For gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
The evolution of Gary Clark Jr. continues.
This is where I come from.
Now, the electrifying performer takes the stage. This Sunday, Orpheum Theater.
Come together.
Buy tickets now at LiveNation.com. His latest album, This Land, available now.
Great first dates start with a confident smile and guacamole. And with the largest network of dentists in the nation, Delta Dental of Tennessee can give you a smile that leaves a memorable first impression. Learn more at DeltaDentalTN.com.
Life isn't always nice and tidy. With the largest network of dentists in the nation and affordable plans, Delta Dental of Tennessee can help make sure your smile is the cleanest thing you own. Learn more at DeltaDentalTN.com.
Y'all know what's up.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Off the hill with the mean view, nice house. If you look out, you can see some eagles and a few yachts. Got a roommate, he won't move out. If he won't smoke, he the cool out. And he drill, got the tool out. It's the Wolf Gang, Brooklyn Zoo out. Wu-Tang, you get chewed out. Then we woo out. This is split mode, and they know you like the out. I'm cool, cool.
So sitting around this afternoon, minding my own business, just reading, reading, and reading, I stumbled across maybe the worst story in the world. Involved a young woman named Madeline Nickpun, and she was a 20-year-old student at Tufts University. She's a lacrosse player. And I saw it on social media first, like Twitter, and it was like, our condolences to Madeline Nickpun's family. With sadness, we announced at Tufts University that she passed away this weekend at the age of 20 off campus. So I'm like, okay, well, what is this about? Why, you know? So I click on it. I read. She died eating hot dogs. Hot dog eating contest.
Dude, I saw this story too. It, like, honestly, it like made me sick because it's just like, it's just so bad. Like, it's just such a bad story.
This young woman has her entire life in front of her. And over the weekend, she got involved at an off-campus competitive eating event. And so it was like 3, 2, 1, go. And she starts stuffing hot dogs. And she choked to death on a hot dog. They rushed her to the hospital on Saturday. She died on Sunday. Tufts University announced it today.
That is, yeah, we talked about this off air. Like, that is why, like, in radio, we don't do contests like that. Like, nothing that's like a competition where you have to like ingest anything. We don't do it. There was a contest that happened years ago where they were drinking, like seeing who could drink the most water. And one of the contestants died because they drank too much water. They like, they drowned, I guess.
it's outrageous.
It's outrageous. It is outrageous.
And these poor parents.
How do you move on?
Like, these poor parents, you imagine they're going to be going through their life like people do, and you meet new people, you know, whether it's at the golf course or church or wherever, and, you know, among the first things people ask each other when they meet, when you're older, is, so do you have any children? And so they're going to be asked that question, and then they're going to say, well, yeah, you know, we had a daughter, but she passed away when she was 20 years old. And I think the reaction to that is, my condolences. I'm so sorry to hear that. Maybe you just stop there. In fact, you probably should.
Sure.
But if you decide to keep going, if you don't mind, what happened? She died in a hot dog eating contest. She choked to death.
Mm.
What do you say to that? I don't even know.
My goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's awful.
I don't know what else you say.
I've never encountered somebody who told me they lost a child to a hot dog eating competition.
No, I think that's a first.
It's a new one on me.
That's probably why it's making national news.
It's a new one. It's a new one on me. Good Lord. You ever almost choked to death?
No. I don't, not that I can remember, but my child, I had to freaking dig in his mouth.
I've done that before.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you ain't a real parent. You've had to stick a finger down a child's throat.
He started choking. And actually, I stuck my finger down his mouth, couldn't get it out. And I felt bad because I know it hurt him. I whacked him super hard in the back, and that thing flew out like across the room. It was like a carrot or something.
Would you believe I almost choked to death recently?
Did you?
Within the past couple of years.
On what?
Just before the pandemic, lamb.
On a lamb?
Lamb.
Do you eat lamb often?
I do.
Maybe you just weren't prepared for the texture, chewing it.
Let me tell you exactly how this happened.
Okay, all right.
So, in studio, this is just before the pandemic, just before we shut down. It was almost over for me. I would have never even seen this dumb pandemic. So, we're in studio, and we order food every night for the talent. We order food every night. And so we have about six or seven places that are nearby that are our go-to spots.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is called the Greek Kitchen. The CBS Broadcast Center is like 57th between 10th and 11th, and this is like 57th and 10th. So it's like right on the corner.
Okay.
Very convenient. So I'd say at least every other week, we order from the Greek Kitchen. It's fabulous. And I always get lamb. They give you these big pieces of lamb. Problem is that you're working with plastic utensils.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the easiest thing in the world to cut lamb with a plastic knife.
Makes sense.
I mean, you can do it. And as I've learned, you should. But I was getting a little cocky with my chewing ability.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I don't need to cut this lamb. So I just put big lamb pieces in my mouth. And chewing. And this kind of happened in slow motion. I went to swallow, and it wasn't working.
Mm-hmm.
And it got caught right there where it ain't supposed to get caught.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm at a place where I'm like, can I swallow this and this is going to be over? Because I'm in a room with 20 other people.
Yeah.
You don't want to throw up in front of everybody. It's embarrassing.
Right?
Like you can't chew your own food. So I'm like, I'm just going to swallow this. I got up from my seat and I walked toward the back and I'm like, I'm just going to swallow this. It's going to be fine. Wasn't happening, Big Bet Bennett. And it got to a point where I have been told I started to turn blue.
Oh, my gosh. So this is real.
It's a real story.
Did you get assistance?
People have told me they could tell something was wrong. And Adam Zucker, host of SEC on CBS, told me he was about to get up and do something. But at that time, I went and stuck my finger down my throat and made myself throw up into a garbage can.
So you try to play it cool, and you almost died because you tried to play it cool.
Because I was too embarrassed to not be cool. I almost died. There's a lesson in there somewhere,
isn't there?
There
is absolutely a lesson. If your life is in danger, don't try to be cool.
No.
No.
Get that stuff out of your throat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was almost over for me. And imagine how dumb that would be.
Yeah.
If you had to hear.
That'd probably be a big story too, GP.
Gary Parrish died.
Can you imagine that was your legacy?
What if that was my legacy?
That would suck.
Die choking on lamb. Like every time you think of me, that's what you would think of.
Yeah.
Gary Parrish. Who was that again? Remember he did, ranked basketball teams, talked on the radio and stuff. Oh, the guy who died choking on lamb.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's him.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my legacy. I don't think I would want that to be my legacy.
No.
I don't really know what my legacy is going to be. Probably won't even have one. But boy, you would have one if you were the guy who choked to death on lamb.
Yeah.
It was almost over for me. So I know what it's like to be in a scary situation like that. Thank God I came out the other side. But I did have to basically throw up in the middle of the CBS Broadcast Center. I made it to the garbage can.
I'm glad you did.
Scary. All jokes aside, scary.
I believe it. I believe it.
Because I had like a maybe 7 to 10 second period where I was like, I'm not sure if this is going to turn out okay.
Mm-mm.
I thought I done got myself involved in
something. Yeah.
I done got myself involved in something that might not turn out the right way.
And I think the other lesson is call for help. Like, pat someone on the shoulder and be like, I'm blue. I'm turning blue.
Main lesson, just cut your lamb.
Cut your lamb up. Yep.
Cut your lamb into small pieces.
Bring your own knife if
don't
you have
try
to.
If you got to travel with your own knife, you can check a bag with a knife in it.
Yeah.
Cut your lamb. I went in there all confident, like I had some monster mouth. Like I'd just take this big piece of lamb and be no problem.
Right.
I learned my lesson the hard way, Big Bet Bennett.
I'm glad.
I learned my lesson the hard way. The NBA is back, and FanDuel is tipping things off by hooking all customers up with a risk-free same-game parlay bet. Just place your first same-game parlay bet of the NBA season, and if you don't win, you're going to get a refund in site credit. Same-game parlay bet, that's something that allows you to combine multiple bets from the same game into one wager for bigger paydays. You can build your parlay your way with spreads, money lines, total points, player props, and more. It's just a fun way to gamble. These same-game parlay bets provide you with a chance to put a small bet down and win big. The odds are high, which results in great payouts. So give it a shot. If you're new to FanDuel, sign up with promo code Gary to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. That's promo code Gary, G-A-R-Y, at FanDuel Sportsbook, which is an official partner of Odyssey and 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Offer ends 10/21/2021. So that's tonight. Max refund, $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you got a gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. We'll be back with dinner to go.
92.9 FM, ESPN, Memphis's number one sports station.
It's time to get peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. And Gossett's got the goods to put you on the road today. 2021 Kia Forte, 41 mpg highway, $249 a month. 2021 Kia Rio S hatchback, 41 mpg ready to road trip at $258 a month. Get turbo power with 2022 Kia Soul, $267 a month. And they're not leasing. You own them. Forte 249, Rio 258, Soul 267. You want it? We got it at Gossett Kia 1900 Covington Pike or shop 24/7 at KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you in a new Kia today.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 72 months at 2.9%, $29.99 down payment. Forte ME409215, MSRP 19335, Rio ME427894, MSRP 19755, Soul N780826, MSRP 20615, includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695 must finance through Kia on low APR, excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 10/31/21. Dealer stock only.
It's our 44th anniversary sale at Robert Irwin Jewelers with store wide savings of up to 50% off. Get to Robert Irwin Jewelers today. A great time to get that special engagement ring. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices, free financing, 5 locations, or online at rijewelers.com.
Cheers! It's Zootoberfest at the Memphis Zoo. Every Saturday and Sunday in October from 10 to 5, you can sip a brew when you purchase a commemorative stein. The event is free with general admission. Must be 21. For details, visit memphiszoo.org.
Unbelievable! The Fitz is giving away a car every single week in October. Cars in promo cash, baby! Giving it all away. Talking $500 in promo cash every 10 minutes between 7 and 11 p.m. and $2,500 more at midnight. And on Saturdays, cars. 5 of them. Isn't that just like the Fitz to pick a month with 5 Saturdays just so you can get an extra chance at a car? Unbelievable. The Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Discounts are great on pizza, groceries, clothes. But when you see a discount on LASIK, you're skeptical. That's because we've been trained to think that anything that makes your life better has to be expensive. At the LASIK Vision Institute, it's just not true. We're able to provide amazing discounts and affordable financing on LASIK because LASIK is all we do. So don't be skeptical. Be excited about a life of new vision from the experts in LASIK. Right now at the LASIK Vision Institute, we're offering 20% off LASIK with our latest Wavelight laser when treated in October. Plus, take advantage of our guaranteed financing. Go to LASIK.com to see if LASIK is right for you. The LASIK Vision Institute. Amazing vision, amazing price. Must mention this promotion and be treated in October of 2021 to qualify. 20% off standard price of Wavelight procedure. Cannot be combined with any other offers. Go to LASIK.com for details.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet, the faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
Get stylish, durable flooring for your home that will last a lifetime. And get it installed with help from Lowe's. Get Stainmaster Pet Protect Carpet starting at just $1.99 per square foot. And Pergo Wet Protect Laminate starting at $2.49 per square foot. Both with limited lifetime warranties. Order now, only at Lowe's. Home to any budget, home to any possibility. Install available in-store only and through independent contractors. See Lowe's.com for details and licensing. U.S. only. See Lowe's.com product detail page for more warranty information.
So we got another big night of sports, Thursday night football, NLCS, you got college football, full slate of NBA games. I'm obviously going to need multiple screens to watch it all, but more importantly, I got to have Wi-Fi speeds that can power all of those devices at the same time. It's why I've been an Xfinity Internet customer for so many years, and it's why you should be too. You know, these days, having a good Wi-Fi connection, it's probably one of the most important things to have in your home. And Xfinity has the speed you need at a great price with a variety of speeds to choose from. And if you want the fastest internet available, they've got you covered there as well, because Xfinity is delivering gig speeds to more homes than anyone on the largest gig speed network. The thing I love the most, though, is that Xfinity's internet service brings my entire experience together by connecting all my other services like Xfinity XFi, Advanced Security, Xfinity Flex, and more. Again, we're talking about streaming multiple games, shows, movies, etc. on multiple devices at the same time. Xfinity makes that super easy, even for those of us who aren't the most tech savvy out there. So again, if you want the fastest, most reliable internet out there, there's really only one option. That is Xfinity. To get started, call 1-800-XFINITY, visit Xfinity.com, or you could drop it to a local Xfinity store today for more details. Based on Xfinity's fastest available download speeds, actual speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Minimum download speed of 940 megabits per second when hardline via Ethernet.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I'm so bossy, get off me. It's a different jingle when you hear these car keys. Your SL's missing an S. Your plane's missing a chef. The common theme, see they both got wings.
If you're looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, business insurance, get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. That's a second-generation local agency, been owned and operated since 1981. If you live in Tennessee, Elizabeth can help you. Mississippi, she can help you. She's a proud partner with Memphis Tigers Athletics. So if you're somebody who likes to support a local business that supports the local university, then Elizabeth Rook Insurance is the business for you. Do you have a good life insurance policy? If not, you need one. You'd never want to leave your family in a financial bind if something were to happen to you. Unfortunately, it happens every day in this country, but it doesn't have to. You can avoid that with a great life insurance policy, and you can get one right now, Elizabeth Rook Insurance. You probably got a local doctor, dentist, attorney. You also need a local insurance agent, somebody who's got offices in the Memphis area. Someone's got a 901 in their phone number. That's Elizabeth Rook Insurance, two locations in the area, one in Lakeland on Canada Road, the other in Covington on Highway 51. You can reach them at 901-867-7283, 867-7283, on the web, rookinsurance.com. Let's do dinner to go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but I think the two most important things are that as of this moment, the Grizzlies are first place in the Western Conference standing. Nobody's got a better record than the Grizzlies right now, Big Bet Bennett.
I love it.
And John Morant is second in the NBA in scoring after getting 37 last night against the Cleveland Cavaliers. He was 17 of 29 from the field, and 12 of those 17 buckets came in the restricted area. Floaters, dunks, layups. Is he going to get easy baskets like that? I'm happy with him to keep taking 29 shots a game. I don't believe he will. I don't believe he will. But when you're getting those types of easy opportunities, and they're not easy for me or you, but they're easy for him, when you're getting those type of easy opportunities, go take 29 shots, go take 39 shots. If you go make 59% of them, that is an efficient offense. So a brilliant performance in the opener from Ja Morant, and now we'll get to see what he and his teammates do on this road trip.
What's the biggest game tonight? Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Game 5, NLCS, Braves-Dodgers, Dodger Stadium, Los Angeles, California. Closeout game for Atlanta, and they got their ace on the mound, Max Fried. Dodgers are countering with Joe Kelly, so this is going to be one of those games where it's just a bullpen game. You know, they're just going to change pitches six times and try to get through it. Dodgers are still favored, even though Atlanta is up 3-1. And the Dodgers are now without Max Muncy, without Justin Turner, who had a hamstring issue reappear last night. He's now done. Dodgers are still favored, minus 135 on the money line. The total is 8. What are you thinking, Big Bet Bennett?
Yeah, I'll go Dodgers money line. I don't think this thing's ending tonight. I think the rally for LA, GP.
The rally, the World Series champions will not go down without a fight.
That's it.
Predicts Big Bet Bennett. So he's laying 135 with the Dodgers. Going to send this series back down to Truist Park. First pitch tonight's at 7:08. You can watch it on TBS.
What should I watch on TV?
Can I interest you in Dune?
You absolutely can interest me in Dune. I'm probably going to watch it tomorrow night, but I'm fired up.
You're fired up about Dune.
Fired up about Dune.
Why are you fired up about Dune?
I love sci-fi movies. I love sci-fi. I'm currently reading the book, and I love the old Dune movie. It's like a guilty pleasure, the 80s one. With it,
1984, David Lynch.
Yeah, that David Lynch did with Kyle MacLachlan, and Sting's in it. Like I like it. I'm
look how excited you are.
I'm really excited. I'm probably not going to watch it tonight, like I said. And again, you know, I feel bad. I'm a big movie theater guy, but, you know, it's on HBO Max for free. I might have to just watch it on HBO Max.
It comes out on HBO Max tonight?
Yes.
So you can watch it tonight before it even hits the theater.
Yeah, I'm probably going to watch tomorrow because it's a big sports night.
I'm starting to wonder if I'll ever go to the movies again.
I went to the movies when I was out earlier this week. I went and saw No Time to Die. It was amazing. There was nobody in the theater. It was great.
Are theaters going to survive?
No, yeah, they're going to survive. They're doing okay, I think.
Between Netflix and HBO Max now putting everything on it, you know, everything goes on HBO Max and everything goes on, you know, Peacock or whatever.
So the HBO Max thing is going to go away. That was just a one-year deal that they did with Warner Brothers because of COVID, but it ends after this year. Okay. So all that stuff will go back in theaters.
So Dune comes out tonight on HBO Max. Timothy Chalamet and Zendaya. I like Zendaya.
I like that cast.
I like Zendaya.
Yeah.
She's a nice actress.
She's great.
She's on Euphoria.
She is. So is Sydney Sweeney.
Oh, boy.
My goodness.
I like Sydney Sweeney, too. She's a good actress.
Yep.
She's talented.
Absolutely.
You seen that new one she did for Amazon Prime, Voyeurs?
Oh, no, I haven't seen that yet.
Her and her boyfriend live across the street in, like, a high-rise.
Uh-huh.
From a they start, like, not spying, but they're, like, they get, like, binoculars and the whole deal. And they're watching all these people, like, it's like they're having intercourse with the windows open, and then they look across the next night and it's the same guy but a different woman, and then they look across the next night and it's the same woman but a different guy, and they're like, what is going on over here? And then you can probably tell where this leads. Guess who ends up across the street? Sydney Sweeney.
Oh boy.
It's called Voyeurs. It's on Amazon Prime.
I have to check it out.
You should.
Dune. Watch Dune first.
Yeah, Dune's tonight, HBO Max.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, we unveiled the CBS Sports preseason Player of the Year, Coach of the Year, and Freshman of the Year earlier today. It is Player of the Year, Drew Timmy at Gonzaga, Coach of the Year, Matt Painter, Purdue, and Freshman of the Year, Paulo Banchero at Duke. If you haven't read it yet, go check it out, cbssports.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Tomorrow's going to be busy, boy. We got Tiger football tomorrow night.
We sure do.
Memphis at UCF inside the Bounce House on ESPN2, so that'll be fun. Get you ready for that. Game 6 of the ALCS is also tomorrow night. And then a fun NBA doubleheader, Nets Sixers, Lakers Suns. So Friday's going to be a big sports day. I'll talk with Dan Wolkin in the first hour, Jeff Calkins in the second. We will, of course, preview and then spoil Dateline. That'll happen near the end of the show, but 100% before 6 o'clock. I promise.
I like it.
Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. We're going to be back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good. Rep your hood.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. 92.9 FM ESPN. and Odyssey Station.
Cheers! It's Zootoberfest at the Memphis Zoo. Every Saturday and Sunday in October from 10 to 5, you can sip a brew when you purchase a commemorative stein. The event is free with general admission. Must be 21. For details, visit memphiszoo.org.
It's our 44th anniversary sale at Robert Irwin Jewelers with store-wide savings of up to 50% off. Get to Robert Irwin Jewelers today. A great time to get that special engagement ring. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices, free financing, 5 locations, or online at rijewelers.com.
This is the people getting chewed up by shark season. All the years I've been on this earth, y'all keep getting chewed up by sharks.
Eddie Griffin is coming to the Fitz on Saturday, November 13th.
When the f*** y'all gonna learn?
Tickets start at $45 and are available at the Fitz and through Ticketmaster. Or spend the night at the Fitz with a deluxe room and 2 reserve tickets for just $239.
Why do y'all go out that far? That's where they at?
That is one funny man. Eddie Griffin, Saturday, March 21st at the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Hey, it's Eric Hasselton from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from... Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Introducing thighs at the Wing Guru. They're crispy, saucy, and tossed with any of Wing Guru's 21 flavors. Try them today. Mount Moriah, Bartlett, Collierville, Millington, and coming soon to Silo Square in South Haven. If you love the Guru's wings, you'll love the Guru's thighs.
Portions of today's program are pre-recorded.
It's 92.9 FM ESPN. On the line is the host of...
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.